Okay, I'm here now with Steelers President Art Rooney II. Art, thanks for taking the time to do this. And this means that, you know, it's officially the off season for the Steelers, maybe a little bit earlier than we hoped, but it was a week longer than last year. How do you look at 2016?
Well, I think there are a lot of positives. Obviously, the last game was a disappointment, and, you know, in the NFL, there's only one team that ends the season on a positive note, and so that's just the way it is. But when you look back at it, obviously, one of our goals going into every season is to start by winning the division, and we did that, and overcame some injuries and overcame a, you know, four-game losing streak. I think when we got into the playoffs, we were playing at a, you know, at a high level, and so a lot of good things, a lot of good experiences, I think, for some of the young guys that hopefully we can build on.
You bring up the young guys, three rookie starters on defense during a time when the team won 9 in a row. But that's, in the NFL, you know, starting three rookies, it's a high wire act. It can be spectacular either way. Is that a significant gamble in your mind?
Well, it doesn't happen that often, that's for sure. So I think when you have three rookies that come in and you have a team that's still playing at a high level and those guys were obviously learning on the job, and I think they grew a lot. So it, you know, was great experience for them to have them go in and play in playoff games. I think is meaningful for what they can build on going forward. So a little unusual to have three rookies start on a defense, and so we're happy with the way that turned out.
Mike Tomlin, he's an aggressive guy. He often talks publicly about playing to win. A couple of recent examples, Le'Veon in San Diego last year, the wild card game against Miami, he puts the ball in Ben's hands on third down late. Do you like that in a coach?
Yeah, I think, some of those examples you mentioned there, they were important plays. So I think that when you have an opportunity to go ahead and win the game, you know, I think you take it.
The Terry Bradshaw comments about Mike Tomlin, your reaction to that little back and forth between a former player and your current coach?
Well, I've said this before. You know, I always loved Terry for what he did for this franchise, and we always, you know, had a good relationship, but the truth of the matter is, I think over the years, Terry has more than once said something that you scratch your head, and this is another one. Obviously, I don't agree with the comment, and Terry is getting paid to be controversial, I guess, and so that's just something that goes along with the territory he's in now.
From your experience in this league, in this sport, is there such a thing in the NFL as getting out-coached?
Well, yeah, I think that, there are certainly times when a coaching game plan doesn't work the way you would hope. And so it's coaches matter. There's no denying it. And I think our coaches do a great job and have our team prepared week in and week out. I think we have a good staff. We have, on some levels, one of the older staffs in the league, a lot of guys with great experience. And so I think they've done a good job.
Le'Veon Bell can become an unrestricted free agent in new league year, which is March 9th. What did you think of the 2016 season that he had, and how might that impact your interest in keeping him around for a while?
Well, we certainly hope to have Le'Veon on the team for the long term. He's got a contract situation this year that we have to address. We have a number of contract situations that we have to address this year, so we've got to look at it in terms of, you know, the whole picture and how all the pieces fit. But I feel good about where Le'Veon is. I think we all felt good about the kind of season he had, and look forward to having him part of the team going into the future.
One of those other pieces, contract pieces, is Antonio Brown. He's going into the final year of his existing deal. How do you view him in terms of having him remain a member of the Steelers?
AB is another strong player, one of the best receivers in the league. He has been playing at a high level for a number of years now, so we think he's an important piece of the puzzle going forward, and like you say, it's a contract situation that we're going to try and address this off season, and we've got a lot of work to do this off season. That's for sure.
Is he ever a distraction, AB?
At times, he's been a distraction. There's no denying it. But I think he's a guy that when coach calls him into the office, when somebody has a conversation with him, he listens. He's not somebody that kind of gives you the blank stare if you have to have a conversation with him. AB wants to be successful. He wants the team to be successful, and I think he's somebody that you can work with, and so we're excited about having him on the team.
Ben Roethlisberger said he's not yet ready to commit to 2017. Has he ever told you that before, or was it this the first year?
This is the first time I think Ben's really thought about it, or told us that he was giving some thought to how long his career is going to go. And so I think it's something he's at that age, that stage of his career, that you can't deny somebody the opportunity to really think about it. And I still think that he'll be back, but he's going to have to make that decision.
If there was some way of knowing, when the end was going to be, how far out would you like to know or have a plan in place, a succession plan in place at that position? Or is it always just year to year in this business?
It's really year to year. I think that it would be nice to be able to say we know we're going to have this player for three more years, but that's just not the reality of the business we're in. It's really a year to year business. A lot of different things go into it, health being number one. And so I think that that's where we are with Ben. Look, I think if you look around the league now, particularly at the quarterback position, there are guys that are playing into their late 30s. And so there's no reason to think that couldn't be Ben if he wants to do that. And that's what we want to talk about.
Alan Faneca is a finalist for induction class of 2017 of the Hall of Fame. Could you talk a little bit about Alan's career here, what you remember about him as a player, and certainly then his role on that Super Bowl 40 team?
Well, and was obviously a solid player, just one of the great blockers and guards that I think we ever had, and him leading the charge for the bus and other backs over the years. I think he deserves to be in there, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that he's the next Steeler that'll be in Canton that will be going down next summer and having a little party.
One of the challenges the league presented the Steelers in terms of the schedule wasn't necessarily on the field, but at the box office. You had Christmas Day at home and then New Year's Day at 1 o'clock at home, which, for those interested in New Year's Eve, might be a little bit of an onerous thing. But you had big crowds, and they were enthusiastic. 66,276 for that Christmas Day. Can you talk a little bit about that, and how did it impress you, or did you expect that, or what?
Well, the truth of the matter is we didn't know what to expect. It was the first time we ever played on Christmas, and we were a little concerned about it when that appeared on our schedule. So we were a little nervous about it, but our fans showed up, and I must say that not only did they show up, that was really one of the loudest crowds I think we've ever had at Heinz Field. I mean, they came ready to cheer, ready to be part of the game, and turned into a great game. So it turned into a great night from a lot of different standpoints that we didn't know what to expect.
The Steelers are very popular in Mexico. Where is the NFL in terms of the more regular season games down there, and have you thrown your team's name in the hat?
We have thrown our name in the hat. I don't know how quickly that will happen. I don't think it'll be in 2017. But as you may know, the league came to an agreement with the authorities in Mexico to hold three games in Mexico. The first was this past season, so there's sort of two more on the schedule, and obviously the potential for that to continue beyond that. So we think we'll be on that schedule one of these years, but we have not been given any time frame so far.